Tarzan and his friends.
Once upon a time, there was a boy called Tarzan. Like no one, he grew up in a jungle with a bunch of chimpanzees. Tarzan got lost with his parents when he was still a little baby. Luckily, Mother Chimp found him and raised him like her own child.
He made friends with all the animals in the jungle. Even the fiercest animals like tigers and crocodiles love him. One day, Tarzan woke up early as usual.
Mommy, may I go for a run today? Asked Tarzan.
Of course, honey. But remember, don't do anything that will make me worried. Promise?
Replied Mother Chimp.
I promise.
Tarzan answered as he jumped off a branch.
Tarzan got to the riverside. He jumped into the cool, clear water. The water splashed everywhere and woke up the sleeping hippo family.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Hippo. Anything fun happened these days?
Tarzan asked.
Good morning, Tarzan. Why are you up so early?
Yawned Mr. Hippo.
Nothing fun happened. It's simply too hot these days.
It is too hot.
Mrs. Hippo rubbed her eyes.
But there are a group of strangers coming into the jungle. The heat doesn't seem to trouble them much. They are riding on a loud monster with four strange-looking legs. Leopard Fifi said the monster runs faster than her.
That's strange,
Tarzan thought to himself.
Who runs faster than Fifi?
Maybe you can find it out.
Mrs. Hippo yawned and went back into the water again.
It wasn't difficult to find the group of strangers. They camped by a big tree. Tarzan saw a little girl standing by a tent.
Ah!
The little girl screamed when she saw Tarzan.
A man rushed out of the tent and pointed a shotgun at Tarzan.
Wait, I mean no harm,
shouted Tarzan.
I'm Tarzan. Who are you? What are you doing in my jungle?
Sorry, I thought you were a tiger or wild boar.
The man apologized.
I'm Louis. This is my daughter, Sophie. We are here to find one rare orchid.
Sophie and Tarzan became friends immediately.
Tarzan helped her find the one rare orchid while Sophie showed him the weird-looking monster, her father's jeep. Tarzan introduced Sophie to his animal friends, and Sophie told him a lot of stories about her hometown.
The sky turned dark soon. Mother Chimp howled anxiously when Tarzan didn't show up for dinner. Tarzan heard the howl and said goodbye to Sophie and Louis quickly.
After hearing about Tarzan's day, Mother Chimp frowned.
Huh. You promised you wouldn't do anything that makes me worried, and then you almost got killed.
I didn't do anything dangerous. I was just...
Tarzan stopped when Mother Chimp pulled a long face at him.
All right, it was a bit dangerous. But hey, I made a new friend.
The next day, Sophie and her family had to leave the jungle.
Come home with us. I can show you our neighborhood. It'll be fun,
Sophie said.
Yes, I...
Tarzan hesitated. Then he saw Mother Chimp hiding behind the tree, watching him sadly.
Sorry, Sophie, but I want to stay here. All my family and friends are here.
Tarzan turned to Sophie again.
But please, come back to visit me. We all love you very much. Promise?
I promise,
Sophie nodded solemnly.
Raise.
Joe raised his children by his own since his wife passed away 3 years ago.
I am not happy about my landlord raising the rent. Promise.
My grandpa promised to visit me this summer.
Linda gave me her promise that she would stay home.
Yawn.
Johansson usually yawns while reading.
My little brother always stretches himself with a yawn.
Rare.
Do you know how rare that insect is?
People should take responsibility for protecting the rare species.
Immediately.
Please send this mail for me immediately.
The teacher required his students back to the classroom immediately.
Do you know any animals from the jungle?
Well, I think chimpanzees, tigers, monkeys, and snakes are from the jungle. Of course I do. My favorite animal is the hippo. They are so adorable.
No, I don't know much. Can you tell me more about the jungle? No, I don't know any of them.
What do you usually do when you are up early?
I usually do exercise in the early morning.
Nothing in particular. I just enjoy the quiet in the morning.
I like to swim alone when I am up early. I don't usually get up early. Can you help me to find the rare flower?
Sure. What kind of flower are you looking for?
Sorry, I know nothing about plants, not to mention flowers.
I can only recognize the flowers in my garden, which may not have any help. Oh, I have someone who is very familiar with flowers. I may introduce him to you someday.
What did you promise to your friend when you moved to the new place last year?
I promised her to come back every summer.
We still hang around sometimes.
We don't need any promises to keep our friendship.
I feel sorry that I didn't say goodbye to him.